The abbot shook his head. "Your enthusiasm in honour, Dr. Watson," he said calmly, "but you misunderstand the situation. I'm not going anywhere." With these words, Brother Francis suddenly pulled a revolver from the sleeve of his cowl and pointed it at us. I wondered if we should pull out our firearms now, because after all, the old man would not be fast enough to shoot us both. But Holmes guessed my mind, looked me in the face, and shook his head. I sat down. Instead, I said, "You will never get away with it, Brother Francis. Your plan has failed. You have failed. Deservedly, because you are nothing but a heretic who has fallen away from faith." "Don't insult me," the abbot shouted, grasping his stick at the bottom and slapping the metal knob in my face. "And do not insult God's plan." Shortly dazed, I inevitably fell to my knees. I grabbed my left cheek and noticed that I had suffered a bleeding wound. Immediately, I straightened up again. "Haven't you spilled enough blood with your walking stick yet?" I asked. "That was the weapon you used to kill Brother Emmanuel and Brother Nicholas, wasn't it?" This presumption was true, because Holmes nodded approvingly to me, but Brother Francis ignored that question. "If I could ask for your weapons now,"